Next up, we have Tanya Rubkas. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Sorry. The Vice President, Legal, Regulatory, and Policy at the Accelerate Group. Tanya is an environmental and energy attorney with more than 18 years of experience in state government, international law firms, and nonprofits in the U.S. and Europe, and she will be speaking on basics of energy regulation and interconnection. Please welcome Tanya.
Hi, everyone. Tanya Rubkas. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm coming from a very different angle. I'm a former regulator. So I also teach clean energy law in Illinois, in Chicago, to Northwestern students with Christine Owen and another colleague, Carrie Zaleski, who's going to be here during the conference. The point of this presentation is for those of you who are new to energy sector to learn some terminology that will help you throughout the rest of the of this conference. But also you who are not new, maybe see some other angles. I've been in the sector on many different sides. I was in the state regulatory in the U.S. in Illinois. I worked for the Illinois Commerce Commission, which is a state regulator for the utilities. I also worked with the Illinois Pollution Control Board, who is the environmental regulator. I worked in law firms, and I work now in the consulting, and we help state agencies bring some of the federal money in to their states, for example, for the Solar for All program and stuff like that. And we work with Louisiana, Mississippi, Illinois, all over the place with very different political landscape and helping them make the renewable energy work in their states. I have ambitious goal. There's a lot of slides. And if you open the materials, there's more slides than I have time. So I put all of these slides just as a resource for you, so you can always flip to the definitions or to different slides that are more relevant. So today I'll try to just go very high level, and if there's questions, we can then zoom in. But all of it pretty much comes down to three things: to wires, people, and the money. And then we'll look into how the renewable energy fit into all of that. So we'll look at how the U.S. Grid looks like and who operates and regulates it, and how the renewable energy are compensated in different places. And again, I come from the deregulated state, and my experience is probably more on the distribution side of it, so I'll talk a little bit about that. I know most of the developers are focused on the transmission side of the grid because these are larger projects, they bring more money. From perspective of Illinois, and maybe you'll see that in many other states, there's more money now happening on the state level with a lot of incentives that the states are willing to give, with the renewable energy credits purchased by the state agencies, with a lot of different net metering provisions in different states and the rebates and stuff like that. More and more renewable developers are now interested in the distribution side of the grid. So I'll talk a little bit about that as well. Key takeaways from this, and overall for me at least, were that obviously we have renewable energy resources share growing, and there's lots of different reasons for that, but if we want to accomplish the decarbonization goals that different states and the federal agencies are setting, or even private clients of the renewable energy developers are setting, we need a lot more. And the current grid is obviously not ready for it, which means we need to figure out how to invest and improve that grid at a lower cost. And the renewable energy, while they are sometimes blamed for all of these costs that are necessary for the grid improvement, they actually come with solutions embedded in them as well. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And we will brush through a lot of different terminology, and at some point I might use the term, but then throughout the presentation you'll have the definition of that term. So let's start with the wires. This is your traditional grid. We call it Grid 1.0. And it was built to bring the generation from one source, usually located outside of the populated area, and take it one way through the wires to end users, so that it will go through the transmission lines, which are meant to take the electricity through the longer distance at the high voltage, and then take it through the lower voltage, smaller distribution lines, and take it to your end user. And what that meant for the grid operators is that to balance the grid, they usually dealt with the generation side. the most of you probably know the grid has to be balanced at all times, which means your generation has to meet the end use. And usually traditional way is you control the generation so that you generate as much electricity as your end user needs.